This is The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. Welcome. I'm Ellie Burke, a Miller Fellow at WYSO, class of 2018 student at Antioch College. In the Wellness Center, there is a game called pickleball. And if you frequent the gyms as well as Studio B, you could stumble onto a game. A bright green ball whizzes back and forth as it is hit, and the noise echoes and cracks off of the walls.
Pickleball is good. Pickleball is awesome. Pickleball is great for the village. People love it. People who play tennis love it. People who don't play tennis love it.
That was Antioch College's president, Mark Roosevelt, an avid pickleball player. There are 6 pickleball courts in the Wellness Center. Valerie Claggett, operations manager for the Wellness Center, explains how the sport was kickstarted.
We had a clinic early on, I think it was in October. It was a chance to play pickleball in the East Gym where people could see what it was. And of course, people were asking, what is that? What are they playing? And it's growing tremendously in popularity.
Years ago, in 1965, a family invented the game pickleball to escape a bad case of summer boredom. On Bainbridge Island, Washington, just off the coast of Seattle, a Washington state congressman by the name of Joel Pritchard returned to his island home with a friend. When they got to the house, they found their children lazing around with nothing to do. They lowered a badminton net on an old court on their property, used ping pong paddles to hit a wiffle ball around, and after playing it a couple weeks, specified rules were created for the game. The Pritchards had a dog named Pickles, who would always allegedly chase after the ball and steal it during play. So they decided to name it pickleball. Pickleball has seen widespread success and has traveled a path through the country, but back here at Antioch, students still don't know what it is.
I think I've had it explained to me multiple times and I don't know.
It's tennis for old people.
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard about pickleball until I came to Antioch.
And pickleball is this weird cult Antioch sport that no one really knows the rules or anything of, but everyone pretends they know how to play it.
Not many Antioch students play pickleball. In fact, pickleball seems to be played predominantly by seniors. Chu Kwan, a weathered pickleball player who's been playing it at the Wellness Center since it opened, says in the surrounding YMCAs, seniors meet twice a week, bring cookies, and exchange ideas. I decided to play pickleball and get a better idea of how popular it's become. And on a Tuesday, I walked into South Gym and met 8 experienced pickleball players who were very absorbed into their games. Some of them took time to talk to me about how pickleball has grown at the Wellness Center.
My name is Todd. I'm an alum, actually, class of 96.
How much has pickleball grown since it started here at the Wellness Center?
It went from zero to a lot in about 2.4 seconds through the winter.
Hi, I'm Wally Ream. I live here in Yellow Springs. When I first started, there were probably 8 to 10 people here on a Sunday afternoon. And then as the weather got worse and the word about pickleball spread, there could be 15, 20 people. It's been a whole lot of fun. It's my new favorite sport in the world.
Then they taught me.
So there are basically 2 easy rules to remember, except that's hard to remember them in the minute of the game. One is the 2-bounce rule. So the serve needs to bounce, and the return needs to bounce. And then you can start smacking it out of the air, and that's where it starts to get fun.
Okay.
The second important rule is what we call the kitchen. And there are these 2 red lines that span the net. And in between that is called the kitchen. If you're going to hit a ball while you're standing in the kitchen, it has to bounce. And that prevents you from poaching on the net.
A paddle was smacked into my hand. We walked onto the court, which is 20 by 44 feet. As we progressed into the game, sweat started to drip off of noses and foreheads. More people were filing in. There was a 5-year-old boy and his dad who walked in and started playing a game next to us. At the Wellness Center, pickleball isn't only a game for seniors. It's a game for anybody in the Yellow Springs community and the Antioch community, or for other surrounding communities. The Wellness Center is a facility that needs as much community support as it can get. And when they were opening up, the 6 pickleball courts were a testament to that. Pickleball has been a hit, and the Wellness Center just had to buy more paddles and balls. I can't deny the game is strangely addicting. People say that once you play, you contract pickleball fever and never stop playing. If you want to come try it out, it's scheduled on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays in the Wellness Center. Maybe you'll catch the fever. I'm Ellie Burke, and thanks for listening to this month's edition of the Antioch Word. Music for The Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. You heard additional music by Eric Dolphy from the song Hat and Beard. Join me next month, right here on wyso.org.